Welcome, Tale Tellers. We've had no sleeps, creepy passes, and even cryptids recently. Today, we're going back to our classics, A True Freaky Story by Employment Pages. Before I dive into this lucky, not-so-lucky story, remember, if you like this episode, let me know. It takes 2 seconds to click that like button, and not only does it put a bounce in my step, but it helps others know about this channel so they can put a bounce in my step. And before you know it, I'm bouncing all over the place. To those who constantly keep me bouncing already, thank you. And to you, Tale Tellers, you are all just fantastic. Okay, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. The title of today's story is Woman with a Crowbar. Today's Tale Teller, Employment Pages. This is a story about my mum. She has been living in the same house for about 12 years. It's in a shady neighborhood, lots of gang activity, and sirens can always be heard not far away. I can't count the number of times the convenience store across the street has been robbed since we moved in, but we were never concerned. My mother created an unquestionably comfortable home, and I always felt safe. In 2013, when my father died, she adopted a dog for company, as it was just her living in the house at the time of when this accident occurred. The dog is yappy, sweet as hell, but any sort of noise outside, whether it's a car door slamming or our mailman, she will bark, and bark, and bark, and bark. This can be scary if it catches you off guard, or if it's late at night, but of course, it's also reassuring that she's so alert, and that's exactly what happened. My mother told me it was late one night, maybe 2 a.m. She was getting ready for bed. She stays up late, watching Investigative Discovery and the like. There are two doors that must be opened to get inside the house. The front door has a large window and opens into a porch, where she keeps her deep freeze. There is a larger metal door after the porch, which opens directly into the living room of her house. She locks it every night before she goes to bed. She likes to sleep on the couch in the living room. She claims her bed upstairs hurts her back. All of a sudden, her dog starts barking her head off. At first, my mom scolded her, assuming she heard a car pass by or something. But then, my mom heard it too. Someone was knocking on the front door. The doors had muffled the sound of the knock. My mum sat there, silently contemplating what to do, and hoping whoever it was would just go away. But it persisted, as her dog did. Now, my mum wasn't born yesterday. She's a tough old bird and won't take anyone's shit. She opened the metal door and went to the window, lifting the blinds. She saw a disheveled girl standing on the front step. My mum thought she was perhaps drunk, and she was unsteady on her feet and slurred when she spoke. My mum asked her what she wanted. "Is Danielle here?" the woman asked. "No, there is no one here by that name," my mum responded politely as she dropped the blind and was about to go back into the house. The woman pounded on the door this time, with force. Lots of force, in fact. My mum thought she was kicking it in. "Let me in," she screamed. At this point, my mum is irked. She goes back to the front door, lifts the blinds again, and adamantly tells this woman to fuck off, that there is no one there named Danielle. This woman finally left, but it wasn't until the next day that my mum realized the trouble she could have been in if she'd opened the door. Her front yard is surrounded by a short metal fence, about waist high. She gives us hell any time we forget to close the gate, and when she was retrieving the morning paper, she noticed this woman had left the gate open. Annoyed again, she put on her slippers to go outside to close it. That's when she saw it. Laying on the grass beside our walkway was a crowbar. My mum then understood what force was used to pound on our front door. She had no idea the woman had been holding it. The window itself can see a person on the other side, from about the chest up, and it had been dark. Who knows what could have happened if my mother decided to open the door. Holy shit! Your mother dodged a bullet. In fact, she dodged a crowbar. Luckily, her intuition paid off and she didn't go outside. Smart move, and that probably saved her life. A big thank you to employment pages. And just a heads up, during this reading, I had to stop myself from saying Elmo Majors. I have no idea why, but it's been a long day, okay? But yes, thank you for giving me your approval to record your story. Just a reminder, if you like this episode, click that like button, share it around, and leave your opinion. Yes, your opinion in the comments below. I want to know. Anything like this happened to you? What would you have done? Let me and your other fellow Telltales know. So, Telltellers, stay safe, stay hidden, and till next time.